The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 52. There is nothing new under the sun. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 52.
天下有始，以为天下母。既得其母，以知其子。既知其子，不守其母，莫身不殆。
The world has a beginning. That is the mother of the world. Once you get to know the mother, you understand her children. Once you understand her children, you return to the mother. To the end of your life, you will have no peril.
塞其兑，闭其门，终身不勤。 开其兑，闭其室，终身不咎。Stop
all outlets, close all doors. To the end of your life, you will be free from hassle. Unplug the outlets, encourage activities. To the end of your life, you will be incorrigible.
见小 曰明，手柔曰强，用其光，复归其明，无疑身殃，是为习常。
Seeing the small is called enlightenment. Staying soft is called strength. Take advantage of the light. Return to your enlightenment. Bring no more calamity to yourself. That is the legacy of eternity. One of the fascinating things about Lao Tzu's sayings is that they can be read on so many levels. He is fond of analogy as a means of teaching a higher concept. But also, even once you dispense with the profound lesson, it's very often possible to relate that lesson to the way we live our lives today. And that is amazing. That someone writing more than 2,000 years ago could have foreseen the problems and temptations that we face today and be able to offer practical advice to solve them. At the end of the day, perhaps, the message maybe is, there is nothing new under the sun. Lao Tzu starts by discussing the relationship between a mother and child. We know that he reveres the female. Like Tao, the female is the source of things. In order to understand the nature of the mother, the progenitor, Lao Tzu guides us to look at the children. So, to appreciate Tao, why not start with observing all things that it has created, right down to the tiniest grain of sand? It also contains that which is Tao, to no lesser extent than a mountain or a planet. In short, you don't need to look far to marvel at Tao. Then, yet more advice, shut yourself off from all distraction. There is nothing to be gained from the outside world. Do the opposite and you will be troubled by strife for all your days. Back to the essential message, find the answer in the small, the fragile, the near at hand. You have to wonder sometimes whether we are talking about philosophy or quantum physics. Has it really taken us 2,000 years to come to the same conclusion as Lao Tzu? Or did he stumble upon all this by accident? One line seems especially important. Take advantage of the light. That's to say, bring the candle a little closer to the thing you are examining and all will become clear. Oh, and maybe we should switch off the TV or mobile phone while we are at it. They are simply distractions from observing reality. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.